Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Governor Kelly has again vetoed Kansas tax cuts. We have the story.
Two men are dead after a pickup crash in Butler County. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A fifth suspect arrested in connection to the murders of two Kansas women. I'm Dan O'Neill.
The hush money trial of former President Donald Trump resumes today in New York City.
The third day of testimony in former President Trump's criminal trial is due to continue with the former publisher of the National Enquirer back on the witness stand. David Pecker is the first witness in the case, and this will be the third day of questioning by prosecutors. On Tuesday, he told the court about a 2015 meeting he attended at Trump Tower with the former president and his fixer, Michael Cohen, giving details about a plot to conceal sex scandals that could damage then-candidate Trump during the 2016 campaign. The former president faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records and has pleaded not guilty. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The Kansas tax bill has been vetoed for the second time in 3 months. The plan would have done away with the tax bracket and cut property taxes, Social Security taxes, and the state sales tax on food. The cuts would have saved $1.5 billion during the next 3 years. Governor Laura Kelly described the tax plan yesterday as too expensive, despite having bipartisan support. The governor has proposed a new plan worth $1.3 billion during 3 years that would keep all three tax brackets, but lowering the tax rates. The legislature reconvenes in Topeka today.
A fifth suspect has been arrested in connection to the murders of two Kansas women.
An arrest warrant was issued for 31-year-old Paul Grice on suspicion of two counts of murder in the first degree, as well as other charges. According to Oklahoma court records, during an interview, he admitted that he was part of the planning, killing, and burial of Julian Kelly and Veronica Butler. Grice was also mentioned several times in other affidavits related to the case. His arrest comes 11 days after four other suspects were arrested. His first court date has not yet been scheduled. The OSBI says their investigation is still ongoing. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Two men were killed in a crash in Butler County Wednesday morning west of Leon. The sheriff's office says the pickup lost control, struck a power pole, and then rolled. The men's names have not been released.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Beijing, meeting with the Chinese Communist Party Secretary for Shanghai. Secretary Blinken says there are a number of issues facing both countries.
I think it's important to underscore the value, in fact, the necessity of direct engagement, of sustained engagement, of speaking to each other, laying out our differences, which are real, seeking to work through them.
The meeting comes as the United States tries to mend its communications with China while maintaining fair economic competition.
Relatives of crash victims who died in two Boeing 737 MAX 8 accidents over 5 years ago say they are no closer to the plane manufacturer being held accountable.
These family members came from different places around the globe, but said virtually the same about any possible prosecution of Boeing by the Justice Department.
Boeing wasn't to be trusted.
They're not holding Boeing to account.
They failed completely.
These relatives say Boeing struck a deal with federal prosecutors to avoid criminal charges and fear what happened to their families may happen again. Catherine Berter, who lost her daughter Camille, points to the Alaska Airlines plane that had a panel blowout in January. She says,
"This is not an incident, actually. This is a crash that didn't happen."
Neither Boeing nor the DOJ are publicly commenting on the discussions. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Alaska Airlines plane that lost a panel earlier this year was a 737 MAX 9. Senator Bernie Sanders says he's launching an investigation to find out why Ozempic costs about 16 times more in the U.S. than it does in Germany.
Senate Health Committee Chair Bernie Sanders sent a scathing letter to the CEO of drug maker Novo Nordisk, criticizing the prices charged for diabetes and weight loss drugs Ozempic and Wegovy. Sanders wrote, if the prices are not substantially reduced, they have the potential to bankrupt Medicare, Medicaid, and our entire health care system. He says Novo Nordisk charges Americans with type 2 diabetes $969 a month for Ozempic. The exact same drug can be had in Germany for $59 a month. The Hill reports the company issued a statement saying they are proud of the work our scientists have done to advance innovation. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The National Football League draft is tonight, and we'll preview that coming up in sports.
A new poll says aging Americans are worried they might never get to retire. That story and more news coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 7:08 now, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Palestinian hospital officials say Israeli airstrikes on the southern city of Rafah in the Gaza Strip have killed at least 5 people. Among those killed in the strikes overnight were 2 children.
A British nurse who killed 7 babies in her care is asking to appeal her convictions, and she still has some supporters.
Lucy Letby was given 14 life sentences last year for murdering 7 babies and trying to kill 6 others. But some people believe the 34-year-old former nurse is innocent and intend to make their voices heard today. As a panel of 3 judges hears arguments at the Court of Appeal in London, plans have been made to hold a demonstration outside. On a Facebook group, one of the serial killer's backers suggested they try to view proceedings from a public gallery. They believe Lucy Letby is the victim of a miscarriage of justice. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Federal investigators are trying to find out who shot a dolphin to death in Louisiana.
There's a $20,000 reward out for information about who was behind the shooting of a dolphin. The dead bottlenose dolphin was found on West Mays Beach in Cameron Parish, Louisiana. A necropsy showed it had been shot in the brain, spinal cord, and heart. Now, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Office of Law Enforcement is investigating. And whoever did it could be fined up to $100,000 and spend a year in prison. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A new poll says aging Americans are worried they might never get to retire.
It's a new survey from AARP, which says about a quarter of American adults over the age of 50 say they expect to never retire. 37% of respondents are worried about even making enough for basic living costs like food and housing. The organization conducts a study twice a year, and the data shows those who expect to never retire has been on the steady rise in the last couple of years. Another looming issue that will affect Americans' ability to retire, the financial health of Social Security and Medicare. The latest annual report from the program's trustees said the financial safety nets for millions of older Americans will run short of money to pay full benefits within the next decade. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The Cordell and Cordell traffic camera is showing some heavier traffic on the Wichita roadways right now, not seeing any slowdowns there. Continue to watch out after an injury traffic accident, 21st Street North and Arkansas. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Well, we got plenty of rain to the east, but we need rain out to the west in Kansas. Let's find out more about that this morning with KNSS meteorologist, KSN Storm Tracker 3 meteorologist, Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
Good. Great. Good. Waiting for the rain.
Yeah, that rainfall, you know, of course, showing up on Storm Tracker radar. Not a whole lot here. We did have a few random raindrops late last night, mainly when I was on my way into work. I'm sure a lot of people listening right now were likely sleeping, heavily at that since it was a pretty quiet night. But we'll just continue to wait for those rain, thunderstorm chances, and they'll also need to be monitored over the coming days. So yeah, we need the moisture. We have some on the way, but in addition to that moisture, we'll also have the chance of seeing some thunderstorms. You know, we're about to go from April to May, and when it comes to storm chances, we know what happens this time of year. Severe weather. So we'll be under a severe risk for mainly later on tonight. There's a small chance of seeing a stronger storm early this morning, possibly all the way into the early part of the afternoon, but it looks like the majority of that activity likely going to continue to mainly stay off to our east through the first part of the day, and then we'll have to wait until later on this evening, especially tonight, well after dark, where a few storms will roll through. A couple of those could be strong to severe, though, with hail and wind being the two main threats that we'll have to watch out for. So that's once again going to happen while a lot of us are likely going to be sleeping. With that being said, make sure that your phones and weather radios are on just in case you are under a weather alert or a weather warning or anything like that. Just a quick reminder, Eureka, last week, about a week ago, there was a couple of tornadoes that were reported anywhere between around 4 and 7 o'clock in the morning last week. So just a reminder that we need to, you know, take these threats seriously. Later on tonight, though, once we have those storms roll through, only dropping down to 62, winds are still going to be gusty at times out of the south. And then by tomorrow, storm chance is not looking as good. Any leftovers likely going to head out before we get to daybreak. Late in the day, late afternoon, early evening hours, anywhere between around, let's say, 3 p.m. and 8 p.m., there's a small chance of seeing a couple of thunderstorms, mainly off to our east again, but worth keeping an eye on that chance as one or two of those could be strong to severe late day tomorrow. Now, Saturday, that's going to be the day that we'll really have to watch out for. A few tornadoes, very large hail, very strong wind gusts, all on the table as possibilities. So this is going to be Saturday afternoon and evening. Please make sure that you're ready for that day. We still have a couple of days to prepare. After that, not as damp, not as stormy Sunday, as our stormy stretch starts to wrap up. Should be completely dry by the time we get into our Monday, going from lower 80s Saturday down into the 70s between Sunday and Monday, staying in the 70s after that, and the break between stormy systems going to be brief, so we'll be dry Monday, Tuesday, but then back to storm chances Wednesday. Right now, we're at 62 degrees skies, overcast clouds just blanketing the sky with a light southeast breeze at 9 miles an hour.
All right, thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:14 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. This is Thursday, April 25th, and we had a mostly sunny day across south central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature, 74 degrees, normal high 70. So not too far off normal. On this date in 2011, the worst tornado outbreak in United States history began. Over a four-day period from April 25th to the 28th, 327 confirmed tornadoes occurred. They unleashed an expansive swath of appalling death and destruction over 21 states, extending from Texas to New York and even southern Ontario, Canada. In all, 324 people were killed, of which 238 were in Alabama. Alabama took the brunt of it. Wow, that was in 2011. And on this date in 1990, the Hubble Space Telescope was deployed in orbit from the Space Shuttle Discovery. It was later discovered that the telescope's primary mirror was flawed. Requiring an installation of corrective components to achieve optimal focus.
The images were coming back blurry.
They had to go fix it. There you go.
And then when fixing mirrors that big, it's one of those deals where it's like a tenth of a millimeter makes a difference about whether or not something is working right or not. It's just amazing that they got that thing fixed. Yeah.
Today, we got a big birthday today. Al Pacino is 84. He's won one Academy Award, two Tonys, and two Primetime Emmy Awards, achieving the triple crown of acting. I didn't know he was a stage actor. So he's got two Tonys, right? Oscar for Scent of a Woman.
Yeah.
Nominated 9 times.
Whoa! Didn't realize that.
9 times, 1 win. A lot of these our actors have had many nominations, but few victories there.
Lucky if they get that win.
In the old Oscar parade there. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And,
sometimes that's why they get the Oscar. It seems like when people pile up nominations, they don't win. Finally, it seems like, well, we better get this person an Oscar.
This time we better, better do something. All right, Stephen Ted, 716. And I got in my 2002 Tribute yesterday, the Mazda Tribute. It's been a great little car. It's a small SUV, but it's 22. What's today?
Yeah, it's
22 years old.
It's an old war horse.
Yeah, and I actually put a new engine in it several years ago when I ran through high water and flooded it. And it's pretty good. It's all hail damage. The paint's off of it and everything. It's a bit of a darn nice little car.
It gets you to and from where you need to go.
It's been very reliable. Yesterday it started acting funny.
Oh, no. I hate that.
So I got it down to Joe DeBravit at Carl's. And sure enough, we have some problem with a valve leaking.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Anytime there's a
leaking oil into a cylinder.
Yeah, something's going on.
Joe explained it to me. What it means is it's pretty heavy damage.
Yeah.
So I'm going to fix it. I got to have a car. I mean,
yeah, you got to.
Got to have that company, you know, that work car. And I'm going to keep it going here for a while longer. It's just a good little car. And Joe's taking care of me down at Carl's. He does. 7:18 now, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Yeah, let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
Yeah,
Ted.
Football Focus, the 89th annual National Football League draft begins tonight with round one, all teams getting their picks in. This is a three-day event. It's all taking place in Detroit. Of course, the Chicago Bears have the number one overall pick. In fact, the Bears have two of the first nine picks, so they are really looking forward to tonight. The Kansas City Chiefs, as Super Bowl champions, have the absolute last pick in the first round. They will pick number 32 overall. Thoughts on the draft from the Kansas City Chiefs general manager, Brett Veach.
I think the draft in general has some positional depth, although it is funny when we're looking at the numbers and the general consensus is, this is a deep O-line class, or this is a deep D-line class or what have you. It's not necessarily true for us, I think, sometimes, because like for the tackle position, I think once you get past like pick 35 or 40, most of those guys are gone. So if you're picking in the top 10, it's a great offensive line class. If you're picking in the top 15, it's a great offensive line class. If you're picking 32 and 64, you got a shot maybe here or there.
I don't understand any of it, but I think you I would always be looking for offensive tackles.
Well, that's those are the ones that are elite. Those are hard to find.
You
yep,
bet.
Yep. Got to protect Patrick Mahomes.
You bet.
Yeah. So there you go. The first round of the NFL draft is tonight, 7 o'clock live coverage. You can listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Last night on KFH, we had Royals baseball. The Royals hosting the Toronto Blue Jays in another tight game between these two. And the Royals were clinging to a one-run lead in the ninth. Denny Matthews with the call last night on KFH.
1-2 with two out. The tying run at second, the pitch. Struck him out. He paralyzed him with an off-speed pitch. And MacArthur pitches a gem in the top of the ninth. Well, that was a clinic. If you want to take the tape of that ninth inning of MacArthur and show it to a bunch of young pitchers, you could say, okay, you're protecting a one-run lead in the ninth, and here's how you do it. And it was classic. Royals win it 3-2, take a 2-1 lead in the series.
First thing you do is don't walk anybody.
That sure helps. If that score sounds familiar, it's because that was the same score Tuesday night. Royals win 3-2, and then last night they win 3-2. Back-to-back wins. As a five pitchers combined on a six-hitter, another one of the pitchers we mentioned, John Schreiber, threw a scoreless seventh inning. He's now got a 0.75 earned run average out of the bullpen for the Royals.
It's pitching, Ted.
Exactly. All right, the Royals and the Blue Jays finish up this four-game series. It's a day game up at Kauffman Stadium, 1 o'clock this afternoon. That'll also wrap up a week-long homestand for the Royals, 1 o'clock this afternoon. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Royals, even though we're not out of April yet, do have a one-game lead for a wild card spot. So it's been a successful April for the Royals. And, good stuff. We'll listen to the Royals this afternoon, see if they can get their third win in a row. And in another Major League Baseball note, the Minnesota Twins won at home yesterday, beat the bottom team in the league, the Chicago White Sox, 6-3. Starting in left field for the Twins, rookie, former Wichita Wind Surge player Austin Martin got his fifth double of the season and scored a run. Twins win their third in a row, all against the White Sox. The White Sox have played 24 games this season. Steve, how many have they lost?
I don't know. Quite a few.
21. The record is 3 and 21.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ouch.
What a...
Well, I knew they were crummy.
What
but
a dumpster fire April for the Chicago White Sox. There you go. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
722 now. Keep it here for House Call for Health. Spring and summer weather here, you know. That means protecting yourself from the sun. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 now, 62 degrees. A landmark case in front of the Supreme Court today.
Do presidents enjoy immunity from criminal prosecution for conduct during their time in office? And if so, how far does it go? Those are just a couple of the constitutional questions in front of justices today in Trump versus the United States. Attorneys for former President Trump argue special counsel Jack Smith's prosecution of the former president for trying to overturn the 2020 election results violates immunity, saying actions the president took were done as part of his official duties. A decision from the court could come quick given the implications to November's election in a trial here in Washington that's been on hold since February. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
No charges will be filed in the shooting death of a Wichita teenager. The Sedgwick County District Attorney says the 19-year-old, who was arrested earlier this month, acted in self-defense. Police say 19-year-old Dontus Carter was fatally shot in an apartment on South Emporia. DA called it a case of justifiable homicide.
Deputies have arrested a 38-year-old man from Sedgwick.
The Harvey County Sheriff's Office says the man was booked on suspicion of aggravated indecent liberties with a child, aggravated criminal sodomy, and rape. The Sheriff's Office did not release any other details about the alleged crimes, including when and where they allegedly occurred. The man is in the Harvey County Detention Center on a $750,000 bond. The suspect's name has not been released. David J. Hensley, KNSS News.
A man from Tonganoxie sentenced in the death of a Kansas City police officer and his canine partner. 20-year-old Jerron Lightfoot pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter in a fatal crash that resulted in the deaths of the officer, a pedestrian, and the police dog early last year. Prosecutors say Lightfoot was speeding when he ran a red light and hit a police car. His attorneys had asked for probation, but the judge sentenced him to the maximum sentence of a decade in prison.
The Speaker of the U.S. House calls for Columbia University's president to resign as he condemns the rise in pro-Palestinian campus protests.
Speaker Mike Johnson talked directly to pro-Palestinian student protesters Wednesday at Columbia University, whom he says have threatened Jewish students.
Those who are perpetrating this violence should be arrested.
Speaker Johnson said the campus should be rid of the hatred and the encampments. But students say they will keep speaking out. If they take tents to New York City roads, NYPD Commissioner of Operations Kaz Daughtry told Fox News.
They try to pull this rhetoric on the street, we're setting up encampments. That is not going to happen.
Police say streets, bridges, and tunnels will be off limits to these demonstrations. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
City workers in Chicago have covered up an unintentional tourist attraction.
It was known as the Rat Hole. It had been a small rodent-shaped imprint on the sidewalk of Chicago's north side that attracted onlookers and those looking for a unique background for a social media selfie. Many residents near the Rat Hole became fed up with the constant crowds who insisted on leaving coins and other items in and around the makeshift landmark. City leaders eventually acted, deeming the Rat Hole a damaged section of the sidewalk. It was filled in with fresh concrete Wednesday. Tom Graham, Fox News.
What to do with your worn-out electronic equipment? Sedgwick County Environmental Resources Director Susan Erlenwine tells KNSS News e-waste collection recycled 185,000 pounds of waste last week, and the operation is underway again this week.
People spend a lot of money on electronics, and they hate to see it just thrown away, but there's a lot of good material in the electronics that can be recycled, but it's also keeping bad chemicals out of the environment, like lead in the old TV screens or monitor screens.
Information of hard drives will be totally destroyed. The county's e-waste collection is today through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., at the county's West Yard near 47th Street South and West Street. Now look at the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Mostly cloudy with a likelihood of showers and storms, some strong to severe early this morning, possibly into the early part of the afternoon as well. 70 degrees for a high with a southerly wind, gusty at 10 to 25 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Renan Williams.
Now a cloudy sky, 62 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:34, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. A woman in Indianapolis called 911 last week to report that she'd been the victim of road rage. She was concerned because she had three kids in her car, and she had also happened to be pregnant. Told police she was turning right when another driver turned left in front of her. She admitted to shouting at the other driver, but then the other driver brake-checked her, flashed a gun, and tailed her, said the other driver, also a female, then threw a full container of spaghetti at her, and it covered her and her car. The woman then sideswiped her and pointed the gun at her. Police showed up, tracked down the spaghetti thrower. She tried to claim the other woman was the aggressor, but the police didn't buy it. They arrested her for intimidation and pointing a firearm.
Angry drivers.
Wow. You know, all of my best to you folks out there who listen to Steve and Ted, and you're commuting right now, you're driving, whatever. I sure am glad I don't have to be out there this time of day. Wow. You ever had a job where you were 8 to 5 or 9 to 5?
Not really. Yeah, I guess I did for a while.
I had one for a couple of years.
I guess I did for a while, not very long.
I absolutely detested it.
Really? Yeah. Well, those peak drive times are stressful.
People talk to you and me and they say, I don't know how you can get up that early. Well, I'll tell you what. I miss a lot of bad things.
Pluses and minuses.
Yeah. Everything does, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Let's talk about somebody who, well, good public service, okay? How about Terry Moses? She is, of course, USD 259, WP Wichita Public Service. Let's try that again. WPS, Wichita Public Schools. Division Director of Safety and Environmental Services. Great big old title. She is the 2024 Excellence in Public Service Award for the Wichita Public Schools.
How about that?
Yeah. And it's from the DeVore Foundation. And she got, and there's a little stipend, there's some money that goes with it too. Terry Moses has been I've known her for a number of years. Came to Wichita from, as I believe, a little town up north. She told me the name of it was Peck. And she came down here to play basketball.
Yeah, shocker, played at Wichita shocker State. Basketball.
She wound up going into the police department.
Mm-hmm.
And how high did she go? Deputy chief almost?
Pretty high.
Pretty close.
Yep.
And then she retired from there and went with the school system,
USD 259.
And she's in charge of basically the safety of your kids out there, almost 46,000 kids, and the educators, the teachers, everybody in those buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, does a pretty good job, as far as I'm concerned. And I've known her, and I knew her husband, David, before I've ever met her. He's an attorney locally, and we've known them a good many years. Terry Moses said, a public service award, and that's just a great, great honor, and we happy to see that.
Fantastic
happen.
Honor for a good person.
Good person.
Yep.
Let's see here. What else we got going on? How about those tax cuts we're not going to get? We're going to get something. The governor, they're coming back on Topeka. They're going back. The legislature going back in that final session they have. They call it the veto session or whatever. And the governor, as we've been telling you in the news today, she vetoed another tax plan. This is the second one they put in front of her.
Yeah, she doesn't. And she's made it pretty clear she doesn't want it.
She's got another plan that doesn't seem to be a whole lot different from the one she's vetoing. Maybe she's just wanting to make sure that she gets
that
the
she has the upper hand. Yeah,
I don't know.
Not going to rubber stamp the legislature what they want.
No, and if because it looks like. Of course, our legislature is heavily Republican. We're in a Republican state, but it looks like they worked out something bipartisan, and she doesn't go for it. All right, we'll see what happens.
All I know is my state of Kansas taxes seem to keep going up, so yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime they talk about tax cuts, I'm like, where? Well, it's not trickling down to me.
It's anytime you get a tax cut, it's usually a dollar here, a dollar there. And we haven't had one for a while. There you go. Tax cuts. Whatever. Oh, interesting story out of Chicago. Did you happen to see the video of this rat hole?
I did not.
It's just a little place in the sidewalk that's basically shaped like a rat.
Okay.
And apparently when they poured the concrete or something, it didn't come out right. And apparently there are so many people that have found out about it and gone to it, and they're taking selfies with the rat hole, that the neighbors all got upset. And now they're going to fill in the rat hole. Huh. It's amazing the things that people will flock to, yeah, and see.
Oh, I know. It's the flavor of the week.
Have you ever been to one of those places? They used to have places out on the highway. Like there it is, Ted, if you want to see. I think Jad's trying to show you a picture of it there.
Well, that doesn't do people good on the radio.
On the radio, but I thought you might like to see it. Yeah. The rat hole.
All I'm seeing is an ad for dental floss.
Okay. Of course, a big tourist attraction in Kansas for years was the world's largest hang dung well at Greensboro.
Oh, yeah. You had that.
But that's pretty cool. Have you ever been out there?
Not been down. I've seen pictures of it, but I never actually did it.
It's just huge. And it's amazing. Of course, Greensboro got destroyed by a tornado several years ago. And now they've built that back. The rat hole. You know, something that I haven't heard about for a while now. You know, I took my grandkids there here in Wichita. But I wonder how many people know about the troll over there by the Keeper of the Plains.
Over by the river, yeah.
Yeah, there's a troll over there. And if you've never seen it, well, I'm not going to tell you where it is, but you can find it. That's not the rat hole, but it's a troll anyway. All right.
People were vandalizing that, and they had to build protections for it.
Yeah. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted. Hey, coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update this morning. Boeing advances millions to Spirit to speed up production. That's on the way with Steve and Ted of the Morning here on KNSS.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS 7:46 now. Three big things.
Three.
Oklahoma authorities arrest a fifth suspect in the killings of two Kansas women.
Two.
Two men dead after a pickup slams into a power pole in Butler County.
One.
Kansas Governor Kelly vetoes a tax cut package for the second time in 3 months. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic right now, looking at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, pretty predictable. Heavy, slow-moving traffic northbound I-235 approaching the road construction at I-135. But I'm also seeing some pretty heavy traffic, 143rd Street East and Kellogg, north and southbound on 143rd, plus especially westbound on Kellogg there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Cloudy with a 70% chance for rain today and a high of 70 degrees. 90% chance for rain and storms tonight, the overnight low 59. Then on Friday, an 80% chance for rain and tomorrow's high 80 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, a southeast wind at 9 miles per hour, and 62 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Facebook and Instagram parent company Meta says its first quarter profit more than doubled
boosted by higher advertising revenue and a 6% increase on the average price of ads on its platforms. But its shares dropped sharply in after-hours trading following lukewarm revenue guidance. Meta Platforms Incorporated earned more than $12 billion. What happened on Wall Street Wednesday?
A choppy trading session with the major averages finishing mixed as bond yields rose and investors weighed a new crop of earnings reports. Consumer staples were the best performers today, while industrials lagged. Tesla stock surged 9% despite delivering a dismal first quarter earnings report. But its CEO said that the EV maker plans to begin production of new affordable electric vehicle models in early 2025, if not late this year. The Dow winners today, Visa, United Health Group and Apple, the Dow decliners, Boeing, Home Depot, and Amazon. The Dow falling 43 points and snapping a four-session winning streak. The Nasdaq up 16, S&P 500 up 1. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Boeing agreeing to forward Wichita's Spirit AeroSystems, its biggest supplier, $425 million during the next 6 months to help the company with cash flow. That's according to a Securities and Exchange Commission filing from Tuesday. 6 month advance comes while the plane maker is in talks to reacquire Spirit after Boeing left Wichita, creating Spirit as a supplier 19 years ago. Boeing and Spirit entered into a memorandum of agreement on April 18th, in which Boeing gives Spirit a lump sum that would be paid back in intervals by October, according to the filing. The company's indicated a slowdown in production at Spirit because of FAA restrictions on Boeing, following a January 5th mid-air incident in which a door plug blew off an Alaska Airlines 737 MAX 9.
Boeing has a lot of priorities in 2024, and many involve Wichita. Outgoing Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun said Wednesday on a first-quarter earnings call that the company will increase output of its 737 MAX jets, continue to negotiate a purchase of Spirit AeroSystems, and make sure no Spirit-made fuselage leaves Wichita for Boeing's Washington plant until certified as free of defects by Boeing workers. Boeing's first quarter earnings for commercial jets was $4.7 billion, with a negative operating margin of 24.5% and a 31% year-over-year revenue drop, Boeing said in its first quarter report.
A financial planning firm is off the ground in Wichita, selected a high-profile downtown development for its first home. Aero Capital, launched in February by financial advisors Bradley Moser and Bryce Lowe, is officing out of the Nationals Commerce Club. It's a new high-end co-working space at 150 North Main. The firm specializing in serving affluent families, business owners, and private family foundations through wealth management services such as asset management, wealth planning, tax-advantaged investment strategies, estate planning, and charitable giving strategies. That's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
And coming up this weekend, Candide with Ted Woodward in the chorus for this opera. And it's going to be an exciting time because we have a very well-known man who's involved in this. Not just you, but
not
another
just
one.
Not just me. But, yeah. Kelsey Grammer, Hollywood star of TV, is in town. He's the narrator for Leonard Bernstein's Candide.
First saw him in Cheers that I can remember. He established the character for Dr. Fraser Crane and his wife Lilith, and then a spinoff of Fraser came about the time I was getting back into radio here at KNSS, and I said, "Oh gosh, he's doing a talk show on radio." I love the character, I love the show.
Oh yeah,
and I just locked into it. And he and his brother character Niles, the exchanges those two guys had were absolutely fantastic. I just thought
classic television.
Some of the best writing I had ever seen, and those guys were terrific. So he's in town.
Yeah, he's been in town since last Saturday, and we're getting ready for the big shows at Century 2 Saturday night and Sunday night, put on by the Wichita Grand Opera, Leonard Bernstein's Candide.
That's my wife, Shelley, is very excited that she and I are going to go and see that. So should be fun. Should be exciting.
Yeah, I have a small role as one of the inquisitors in the Spanish Inquisition.
There you go.
Yeah, and if you want tickets, you can go to selectaseat.com/Candide. Once again, that's Saturday night and Sunday night down at Century 2.
National Hug a Plumber Day. Recognizing those who come to our rescue when the pipes leak or the drains are clogged. Plumbers have kept the water flowing since ancient Rome.
It's
whether it's a minor leak
will never go out of style,
or a major clog, a plumber will have the right tool for the job. I've never been a guy who wanted to try to do his own plumbing. If something goes wrong, I get on the phone as quickly as possible. But
me too.
I like have somebody else do that. I always call a plumber. I seem to call the plumber only when the weather is terrible.
Yeah, they're usually
when it's snowing.
Usually it's freezing.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
or on a holiday.
Or December 31st or yeah. late July 3rd. You know, something goes wrong.
Always on a weekend.
Right.
Yeah, I'm probably the worst.
Never fails.
The worst plumbing customer in the world, but that's what they do. They come and help people out, and we salute them. Like you said, Ted, it's not a job that people aspire to when they're growing up. Hey, I'd sure like to be a plumber when I grow up, but
well, some people do.
Some people find out there's something that they can do and do well.
And they'll never be hurting for work.
We'll always need
exactly
a plumber. We may not always need Steve and Ted, but we will need a plumber. By the way, this is Steve and Ted's show number, where's my number? 6,662.
Yeah, we've been there for you
yep.
for 6,662 days.
Since January in the last century of 1998.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're gonna do probably do another at least one more show tomorrow.
Sure.
Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It's 7:54 and coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with Steve and Ted. We have the latest on Governor Kelly's veto of a Kansas tax cut package. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, another nail-biter for the Kansas City Royals in baseball. We'll have some highlights coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news. Always look forward to the blur.
Oh, yeah, we'll get you all your entertainment news you need. Great segment, as always. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.